You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, pissing off bigots since 2015.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. Joining me live in studio tonight is the one and only Maya Santiago. We kick things off tonight with new music from Ebony Bones. This is Warrior.
This is the sounds of Ebony Bones.
Back. That was relatively new music, like within the last month or two, from Ebony Bones, Warrior. This is Here and Now with Rachel C. This is a show that celebrates live performance, culture, and activism in the arts. On that note, I'm going to tell you about things to go out and do safely. Do it safely, people. So I want you to go out and see and do the thing. Don't be stupid. That's my new tagline on the show. Don't be stupid. No, really. Don't be stupid. When you go out, I have to say this, because some of you grown folks don't know, we cover our mouths when we cough and we sneeze. Right? We do this? Okay. All right. Things go. I got some show listings for you. Under the heading of things you might not know about, bands you have to go and see in order to hear the music. Tomorrow night. At the Queensbury, that's 1539 Covert Street in Queens. You can check out Bedpan Fight, Winter Wolf, and Verrazano. Check them out. The show kicks off at 8. It is a free show, which means tip the artists, tip your bartenders. Check them out. Also, going on, it's back this this weekend, the Colossal Music Festival is back. That start launched, I believe, last year. It was in its second go-around last year when COVID descended upon New York City and it, like, shut down right in the middle. Bands were, like, stuck here and stuff like that. So check out Colossal Music Festival. I believe some things may be starting to kick off right about now or tomorrow night. A lot of things are going down this Sunday. Among them, a lot of things going on at the 18th Ward Brewery beginning at noon, shutting down around 6 p.m. all day Sunday. We have a lot of friends playing over there. Also at Bushwick Farm from about noon to 6. Sunday is a jam-packed day. Also, let's see, Sunday, our friends Rebelmatic are doing a pop-up. Usually Saturday's the day. This weekend, it's Tuesday, 2 p.m. They'll be playing with Dubcore and Monty. The following Sunday, you'll check out our friend Kelsey Black Emoji with Larissa Birdseye at the Loft at City Winery. Perhaps he can tell us about that himself. He's conspicuously off mic at the moment. He is here. He'll be playing music with my guest in-house this evening, one and only Mia Santiago. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel.
Welcome back. Welcome today, in person.
Yeah, today is in person. It's very exciting.
So much to talk about. I'm really thrilled to meet you, like, one-on-one in person. It was great getting to know you last year.
It was all of these shows, you know, via Zoom, you know, they were pretty challenging. Because it was like it was cold, no? At least we had the chance to do this kind of shows.
Yeah, it was something, right?
It was something.
It's better than doing nothing.
No. Yeah, for sure. Because in my case, I was releasing music anyway. You know, though we were in the midst of the pandemic, I was, like, trying to keep myself active, you know.
Right, and you're already getting in. Speaking of releasing music, we mentioned last year you are somebody who's does so much. You dance, you act. You're, like, a very holistic, well-rounded performer. The dancing, the acting, the singing, and also the music videos. So you were already doing things anyway, and we're continuing to do things, and you've got a lot coming up. So what's happening? Talk to us.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit the same, no? That I needed to keep on doing things, you know. Just stopping, it didn't make me feel good, you know. So I'm right now in autumn. We are going. I'm participating as a performer in a show, in a dance theater show, directed by Johari Mayfield. And, well, this is, I've been rehearsing during the pandemic. We were rehearsing or via Zoom, or when we could, then we went to the theater. And this on one hand, and on the other hand, I have this EP coming up soon that me and Kelsey, we have been working on the EP also during the pandemic. And, well, now just in June we did an album, like an EP release party in La Nacional, and we also premiered the music video there.
I want to backtrack just a little bit. You mentioned being a part of a production, and you were in that's going to be taking place in the fall. And you're rehearsing via Zoom, a dance production. Tell me what it's like. How do you rehearse for a dance production on Zoom? Because I know what it's... I can understand how, partially because people have explained to me also, and I've had to do it too, how one might rehearse for theater and monologues via Zoom, or even music, because you can see and hear... Because, you know, you're from, like, the chest... Up and you can see each other, but dance is the whole body.
No,
how
the whole
exactly
body.
Do
no,
you, does
you
one
have,
rehearse for you, a dance
well,
on Zoom?
Part,
I gotta hear
part,
about this.
Part of the rehearsal, the very a very important part of the rehearsal is just the work you do previously to the start of the rehearsal, because you have to find, you know, the right place to locate the camera. You know, you have to find how to make it work. You know, so this is the I think that the more important part of the rehearsal is what it's just before the rehearsal. Indeed, you know, when the camera is located in the right place, and you can see, you know, Johari, and Johari can see me, and we are sure that the sound is working and it's not going to be freeze and all of this, you know, then everything goes well.
That is extremely tedious sounding.
Yeah.
Like, these are the longest rehearsals ever.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess it's like you're piecing different parts of the body together a little bit.
A little bit, yes. And wow. and sometimes the signal gets lost, and you have to you have to start like again. And it's fun. It's fun.
It doesn't matter if you're accidentally muted though on Zoom dance rehearsal.
Yeah, but it was the only way, you know, to maintain the project. Live, you know, alive.
Yeah, I guess it's you're maintaining muscle memory and maintaining like your memory of the piece. Because when people talk about Broadway and dance and live theater coming back, a lot of what, you know, the performers talk about is like, you can't just come back these big productions because we don't know where our marks are on the stage. We have, if that's not fresh, that can take, like, if you're lucky and you're really good, 2 months at best, 9 o'clock rehearsal starting. Like, it's just,
It
takes a long time to learn all those movements for two hours worth of movements. So, like, just having that fresh, I guess, is a good way to go back in there. It's a big part of it. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, but even for me as a performer, for me, the last when we presented the EP on June, it was my first performance after the pandemic, you know. So it was my last show was with Kelsey. Now I remember, we did. It was wow. Who have guessed, right? That it was. My goodness. So we were doing. We were performing a drum, and we were indeed we were presenting the first single, "Angels in New York City." Angels in New York City, and then we played other songs of the EP and my previous work. And then, just like, I think it was 1 month after this performance, it started the pandemic. So I remember. It's because the other day when I was, you know, after 1 year without being, I've done this gigs, you know, on terraces during summer, but it's not the same, you know, it's a kind of, I don't know how to say it. You know, you are singing and there's an audience and you know you are in it, but it's not like when you perform on a stage. You know, kind of it's different, and it's more intense. And the other day I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like a little bit like, you know, like it's like when you have. You haven't had sex for a while. that you know. And you know that you are going to have fun. Yes.
Do I still remember
and finally
how to do
everything
this?
Is going to be okay.
It's a little awkward, but yes, I know what I'm doing. But yes, okay,
we're good. I mean, it was that feeling. It was that feeling. I just needed, you know, I needed so much.
You just
much
need to get out
release.
There and do it again.
I needed so much the release, and I was accompanied by these attractive and hot guys on the stage.
We're talking about Kelsey Warren, who is conspicuously off mic right now.
But yes. After the pandemic, everything is a little bit more challenging, but also, you know, you appreciate more. You take more, you know, this pause, this dramatic was, you know, also makes you appreciate more. You know, it was more intense. You know, the performance was more intense.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned Kelsey a few times. He's produced your album previously, and he produced the single that is, we're going to share this in a little while on the show, Down by the Water. But he also produced a video that you released recently.
Yes.
And last time Kelsey was on the show, which was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I believe, he and I wound up speaking at length about a documentary project he worked on last year and about how that was kind of his first like foray into direction and production, because he was self-directing and self-producing this whole project. So
you know,
Kelsey's like really, really kind of segueing into this quite a bit. So maybe we can talk about the video a bit and what it was like for you. Cause you've clearly you've found someone you collaborated very well with and vibe very well with, in terms of making music. So let's talk about like the decision to do a video.
You know what? That Kelsey and me, we are friends. So he knows that I'm an actress, mm-hmm. and he knows that I've worked in theater, that I've worked in TV, and he knows that this talent of mine. He knew exactly how to make it work, how to potentiate this part of me, and he wanted to do that. You know, it was clear that because this music video is not a standard music video. It's I don't even sing the song to that. Some people have asked me, why don't you sing? Is this, you know, is this a mistake? Like a mistake that lasts for 3 minutes? It's like, yes, oh my gosh, I didn't realize.
I know.
And it lasts the whole music video. I can't
It's
remember.
A lot of very stark imagery and shifting, like, yeah.
No, it was just an experiment. You know, as Nouvelle Vague, as many people try things in cinema, we wanted to try this kind of format, like a music video that was more focused on the acting and on the theatrical part, even more than the acting. It's not so cinematic, it's more, you know.
Yeah, it's a much better description than I had. It's more theatrical than, say, like just filming a performance.
Exactly.
Sort of thing. So let's talk about maybe talk about the release and where one can watch the video.
Yeah, people can watch the video on YouTube and possibly in the future, it will be also on Aphrodite Film Awards. That is a platform that usually I release their other music videos, because this film festival awarded me when I came to New York City for one of my songs, for Be Gentle, My Love.
Right. So why do a video for Rats specifically, as opposed to like the plethora of other songs that you have? I'm just curious, what was there something about that song that you had an idea, or one of you had an idea in your heads for the imagery, or was there something about the song?
The choice was mine. Mm-hmm. The idea was Kelsey's. But the choice was mine, because I wanted, especially I asked Kelsey to if I could cover this song of mm-hmm. him, you know,
right.
and he said, okay, yes. Well, he was pretty excited as well. But you know, I usually don't. You know, this song for me offers an aspect of myself, you know, that I don't usually offer or you know, in my lyrics or even in the thematics, you know, I talk more about like love and spirituality and it's kind of more poetic. This song is more, you know, it's more sharp, you know. It's tough. It's very. Also, it explains a lot what I've been dealing or what I have experienced here in New York City. You know, this rats, these characters, this cruelty a little bit that I've experienced here, you know, that it doesn't feel like human, kind of, you know, it feels like a kind of predator, you know, that rats indeed are kind of, you know, so we are accustomed to have them, you know, we are like, oh yeah, there are rats, and it's kind of what, but indeed it's not fun to find, like Kelsey found, because Kelsey explained me the story of the song, that by that time he was like dealing with some toxic people, but also when he came to his place, he found every night rats on the stoop,
yes.
You know, so waiting for him, and it's kind of these predators that he was facing or dealing with in his job, but you know, in the symbolic way was. They were all also waiting for him, you know, when he came back, he couldn't even disconnect, you know, and it's this kind of, you know, this is the feeling that I have with this kind of people, that you cannot disconnect from their, like, bad effect or bad effects that they have, they leave the poison in you, you know, in a kind of way.
Right, right. With the song, so that must have been interesting, Kelsey, having getting a black, what are the black emoji tunes?
Yeah, but I think that when we play the song Rats, he could, like, because I think that he could say, I think that there's one, the idea was, I think that he will explain it. Okay, Kelsey,
are you guys ready to play, or do we need a moment to tune up? You're ready.
Yeah,
we're ready.
So maybe now Kelsey can explain because I think that's very interesting that we took the inspiration from a series that I didn't know, and I watched especially the series to you know to train, mm-hmm. to find the characters. So.
Hi there.
No longer conspicuously off mic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a TV show a couple of years ago with, oh, goodness, I'm blanking out. It's called The United States of Tara.
Right.
Toni
right.
Collette. Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Toni Collette is the star of the show, the lead actress. And I've always been a fan of her work, but I was blown away by all the characters that she did. You know, it's one person, you know, one moment she's this butch carpenter, and then the next she's like a 50s housewife, and then the next she's just, you know, and I wanted to do something that was kind of like a homage to that of with Maya, because Maya can do all these different characters, you know, so it's like, oh great, so you know, the song is about rats, and it's about how we have to deal with the difficult people, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person or whatever, you can control as far as like your inner circle of, you know, getting rid of that bad energy, but everyone has to deal with someone on a street or at a grocery store or at a job. So Maya is different characters in the video, the good, the bad, the annoying, you know, it's not like it was a, you know, this deep, deep thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, we're just showing, you know, the depth of what she can do.
Right.
And it's also kind of like what we have to deal with. That's why that show was so incredible. It's like, well, there's the multiple personality aspect of the show. And then there's just the just multiple types of people that we have to deal with. Not just New York City, just anywhere. And yeah.
It's true that it is anywhere. But yeah. For me, here in New York, at least in the beginning, as a foreigner, you can, you know, it's easier that you find somebody, yeah. Someone like
that. I think we talked about this last time you were on the show too,
yeah.
Maya, that like you came here at a time where things were very tense.
Well,
like,
very like tense,
I mean, you came to New York,
you know?
I mean, you came to New York, you know, City,
Trump,
so things are different,
you know,
but you came when Trumpism was
Trump
really like churning. I mean,
time.
You came to New York City, so yeah. it's a little different here than other parts of the country, like that, you know, you have some resistance to that here, but still, you came to the United States at a time where it's kind of hard to be from hard to be from any place
else. From any place else. Yeah. It's true. You know. And now with the, you know, with...
It's still hard to do that.
It's still hard, but believe me, I don't feel the pressure that I felt when Trump was on power. You know?
Not just like socially, like being like on the street, but even I'm sure actually legislatively, practically, the paperwork you had to go through,
yeah.
They were like intentionally over scrutinizing people unnecessarily and in weird ways.
Absolutely. Like, every time
you know, the hoops that people were getting put through, like the weird, there was weirdness for the immigration process that wasn't there like 3 years earlier. And, you know,
I know
won't be there 3 years from now. And so,
many friends that came before Trump, they were treated like, you know, oh my gosh, it's European and she's an artist. And it was like a privilege. Yeah. And it
you're
was
an
like,
artist, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. And even more than that, you are here because we think that you have a high profile, you know, like a level of excellence. But now, when I came, it was just the opposite. It was just feeling like you are, why you... You know, you came here to steal something or, you know, it was like Trump's make us feel a little bit, I think, to everyone that comes from, that came or that were not American, like a little bit guilty of not being American. You know, it's like, but we cannot be all the same. You know, it's like a nonsense, a paradox, you know.
It's really interesting because it's like,
yeah,
for me, writing the rest is just, you know, just a guy going with. Dealing with annoying American people or people in my situation. So your lens is like even more intense from like the outside looking in.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But fortunately, I met people so welcoming as Kelsey and other friends that I have. You know that maybe also people who have. Traveled also, you know, it's easier that you connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So we've got the guitar at the ready. I assume we're going to hear, we'll be hearing Rats. This is Rats live in studio on Here Now with Rachel C.
Squeeze through, surprising you, scurry closer to me. From far away, attitude, toxic reputation, damage, injecting sickness to everyone you come across every day. You see them at the pub, see them at the job, see them on the home, see them by the home, see them everywhere you go. You try to run away, be the better man, try hard to succeed, staying tolerant of the ruts you run through your life. Medication strong enough to fight the population. Rapidly growing of spiteful, damaged ones. No, I don't need any more. Egotistic, narcissistic, sadistic, spreading disease. The only thing worse than a bad guy with a gun is a bad guy with untreated issues. We're left here suffering. Los ves en el bar, luego al trabajar, los cruzas después, todo lo que eres. Caminando hacia sus casas, intentas escapar, intentas mejorar, intentas no caer en sus trampas. Son las ratas de la ciudad. Tú no me vas a ver caer, no, no te vas a atrever. Tú no me vas a hacer caer, no, no te vas a atrever. Mm-hmm.
sedated from the poison now. It came down to this. Your tail stuck inside the trap somehow. Do you think it was an accident? Do you think it was an accident? Do you think it was an accident? Los ves en el bar, luego al trabajar. Los cruzas después, todo lo que ves. Caminando hacia sus casas, intentas escapar. Intentas mejorar, intentas no caer en sus trampas. Son las ratas de la ciudad. Tú no me vas a hacer caer. No, no te vas a atrever. Tú no me vas a hacer caer. No, I don't need anymore. No, I don't need any more.
Wow, thank you for that. I love how that went a little bilingual in there.
Yeah.
This rendition too.
Well, it was a challenge also this, because because you have studied Spanish. So that the words has usually three syllables
or syllables, yeah,
syllables, and, yeah, the three.
And you're trying to squeeze.
And I have to say, like, super fast, and it's not, you know, the images are not complex to, you know, to develop as far as language. So it was a challenge, but finally, well, also Kelsey was very flexible with that, no? He told me, Maya, you know, if that makes sense and more or less, you know, it's the same. I mean, he gave me the freedom to really use the images freely, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, certain turns of phrase always, they don't translate literally. It's kind of amusing sometimes.
Yeah. No. This is not literal.
Yeah, of course, at all.
But
yeah, I'm just imagining what it must have been like trying to squeeze certain words into. Because part of the way that certain songs are sung in English also is to kind of elongate things.
Of course, because for
when
instance.
You are trying to like squeeze them into.
Yeah. Crawl, for instance, like crawl, it would be like, I don't know, but at least it has like two or three syllables more, you know, like I could never say crawl one syllable in Spanish with the same meaning, or not even approximate, with an approximate meaning.
It's a whole other, thing.
Yeah. I apologize for the homework.
It sounded like I was scolding you or something like that.
It's a wordy song, too.
It's a wordy song.
That must have been a pain. Oh, jeez. Sorry.
But, you know, I love wordy songs. I love Joni Mitchell. Yeah. Many of the people.
Lou Reed.
I love Lou Reed. But we discussed many hours about Lou Reed. And so precisely the lyrics were one of the things that I liked. You know, of the song, the melody also.
What's you guys had another one? Since we are you guys ready to launch? What are we gonna hear now?
Sueños.
Real quick, you're listening to Here Now with Rachel C on listener supported Radio Free Brooklyn. I guess Maya Santiago, Kelsey Warrens on strings this evening.
Beberé todo el café que bebería, para ti es mí. Y entre verso y verso soñaré y escribiré en la servilleta que la gente tiene el poder. Cantaré, swingaré la voz como Billie Holiday. Y entre mal de amores os diré que canto para que escuchen que ya no tengo miedo. Oh, oh, oh. los sueños de tanta gente. Oh, oh, comparten mi mente. Oh, 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 los sueños de tanta gente. Oh, oh, su luz a contracorriente. Interpretaré a un personaje de Jim Jarmusch que al anochecer mira al fondo de su cerveza y es feliz. Y en su libreta escribe ríos, cascadas de alma pura. Oh, 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 los sueños de tanta gente. Oh, oh, comparten mi mente. Oh, 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 los sueños de tanta gente. Oh, oh, su luz a contracorriente. Hoy la brecha es infinita. La posibilidad es un prisma que nos invita a soñar. Tus sueños, mis sueños y los de los demás. You may say I'm a dreamer, pero juntos podemos ser muchos más.
Papa, because here is when I, you know, I cheer people to sing like Papa, parara, parara. That I was going to tell you, come on, Rachel.
I almost heard you saying that. I seriously thought, listeners at home can't see what's happening in the studio. I thought May was going to jump up and just start dancing at one point there.
Yeah, because it's a very fun song.
It is. You know? It is. It was, you guys were having too much fun doing that. No, there's no such thing as too much fun. Very quickly, because we're getting further along in the hour, I want to talk a little bit about the new song. The new song is Down by the Water. Oh, yeah. Bring the background music back up. And also very quickly, everyone, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, which is sponsored in part by Med Supplies Only, offering little or no cost medical braces. More information is available at 844-598-6639. Got to get those reads in. So the new song is called Down by the Water, which Kelsey produced. Is this just a single release, or is this part of a larger EP? Is this part of bigger things that are happening? Let's talk about the song. Which is a lot of fun, by the way.
Down by the Water is Down by the Water is a song inspired by Persephone Smith. I think that we talk about that, or I'm not sure.
I think we did a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Greek myth, because I did this parallelism between, you know, Hades world, the world of Hades, the underworld, and New York City. But finally, you know, nothing's new. How you say this? There's a saying that you say, like, that nothing's new under the sun.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then I discovered this music theater show called Hades Town.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. No, but it was like, wow. You know, I was like doing this parallelism up with all of this, like thinking, oh, this is so new.
Yeah, and you're like, wait a second.
You know, this. No, but the writer of this theater piece, and she's a songwriter. And she's awesome. I mean, I really love the Hades sound, and all the songs are amazing. You know, it's not like the regular, you know, music theater. It's done by the music is composed by a songwriter, and this is clear. And she has a lot of influences by Leonard Cohen. Mm-hmm. Indeed, no, it's very interesting. Hades sound. I hope that it's going to be on the stage again in autumn. And well, This song is about Persephone's lost. She's lost and you know, in the meadows, and she's picking up flowers, and suddenly came Hades, and he raped her, and he brought her to the underworld, but it turned to be not so dramatic. So finally she starts to, you know, to have fun in the underworld. You know, it's this, that, this, I mean, it's this also because it's a maiden, and she goes through this process of becoming a queen from, you know, so it's this, leaving behind the innocence and, you know, the process of being more of maturity, but like, let's say, in a darker mode, you know, because the husband in this case is Hades,
right?
So, but it's also, you know, it's also beautiful to right. the story, no, because it's like accepting your own dark side, you know, is accepting that, facing that, dealing with that, and then you are not innocent anymore, but you are not unhappy neither. You know, it's like you are embracing this yes. part of yourself. Yes. So you are embracing this in everyone else. Yeah. You know, this is for me, Down by the Water.
Wow. Song is very deep.
Yes.
Accepting everything about yourself and in turn everything about yourself. It's sort of like when people say you have to take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
Love yourself first and get yourself first before you can do that for other people. That's what it reminds me of a little bit, what you're describing. So we're going to play this now. So where can someone hear this, purchase this?
No, this is just here in Radio Free Brooklyn.
Ooh, it's totally exclusive. I knew it was new. I knew you were sharing it with me new, but I wasn't sure it was that. I feel so special
yes.
now. I wasn't sure. I knew we were kind of like special releasing this, but ooh. Check that out. Is this going to be part of a large... So when is this going to be available to people?
This is going to be available in September.
Ooh, this is special preview, everybody. So if you're not tuning in now, sorry. Although, while we're on that subject, if you miss any of tonight's broadcast or want to catch the whole thing all over again, which you should, rebroadcast is Monday at 2 a.m., New York City time, but that's great for listeners in Europe because that's like great, like late morning, you know, that's breakfast time over there. So up right now, we're going to check out Maya's new single, Down by the Water, on Here Now with Rachel C.
Walking down the streets of the city all alone, with no other home than a suitcase full of dreams. Then you came to me like the saviors do. I believed in you like an oracle, but the mist revealed what had been concealed. For the maiden find her way, she has learned to stay away from her own doubts. Doop doop doop, I'm a woman, hey. I went down by the water. Her name echoed in the air. He tried to lure her, the winter came, blowing out the flame. But you can fight her strength. She's the spring, she's the seed of all things reborn. She blooms from her own wounds. Do 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 do. I'm a woman, hey. I went down by the water.
Studio. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. I want to just take a moment to thank everybody for listening and for everyone's continued support. If you are able to do so, take a moment to flirt with that donate button on your screen. If you're listening to us on one of the wonderful mobile apps that are available, you can use your phone to text RFB 123-244-321. It only takes a moment, and you can use your digital wallet for your donation. Also, if you shop on Amazon, you can go to amazon.com/smile and register Radio Free Brooklyn as your nonprofit you wish to support. When you do, a percentage of your sales can go to RFB. It costs you nothing. Costs you nothing to make a donation to the nonprofit station. Get your write-offs on, people. Support us today. Support small batch artisanal farm to table radio. Okay, so we've got another live performance. I'm so glad this show. The post-COVID Here and Now is starting to sound like Here and Now again. We've got live in studio performances. What do we got? We're ready to go again. What do we got on deck here?
Now we are going here and now. We are going to. No, we are going to play seriously. This is a serious show, right?
So serious.
No, we are going to play Angels in New York City. And thank you, Kelsey, for accompanying me today. Because you know that Kelsey is very busy lately.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. That was the signal. I'm sorry.
When I was a child, I'd speak to God, but I couldn't hear a thing. And then I grew up, destiny whispered into my dreams. All of the time, the signs were there, held up by angels up in the air. Touched by musicians in strange affairs, in lush dive bars and subway stairs. And when you feel you can go on, angels are here, just look around. I need some angels, angels in New York City. Show me some angels, angels in New York City. And when the leaves fall, the colors change from faith to losing faith. With each to go now. I'm losing ground, I'm lost in outer space. So all of the time, the signs were there, held up by angels up in the air, touched by musicians in strange affairs, in lush dive bars and subway stairs. And when you feel you can't go on, angels are here, angels are here. I need some angels, angels in New York City. Show me some angels, angels in New York City. Fast nights, long lines, expensive drinks and lovers for one night. Wolf's eyes, thirst for your blood. Swim to the surface, but drown in the flood. And when you feel you can go on, angels are here, angels are here. Show me some angels, angels in New York City. I need some angels, angels in New York City. Show me some angels, angels in New York City. I need some angels, angels in New York City. Show me some angels, angels in New York City. I need some angels, angels in New York City.
Oh, thank you so much. That was amazing. Angels in New York City, live on Here Now with Rachel C. in the studio. Way cool. So, you know what I wanted to ask you? Also, we talked about the video. We got to hear the new song way before the release date. We got to hear you guys perform. We talked about so much. Since you are like the all-around performer, are you planning on performing anywhere, like singing-wise? We know about the dance performance coming up in the fall. It sounds like there's a lot going on for you in the fall.
Yeah.
Any music gigs coming up for you?
Right now, we've done in June, we did the release, you know, the party release of the EP. So I think that in September, we will have some dates to share with people, you know, when the EP comes out, then we will be sharing it during the summer.
Right. What are some things you're looking forward to getting back to?
To getting back,
because there seems like we can do things. It seems like all of a sudden too, we can do things. I'm personally a little concerned there's going to be more restrictions coming up because.
I think that at least in autumn, as far as performances, there will be a lot of performances, mm-hmm. like theater is coming, Broadway, right?
Yeah.
So the restrictions, you know, for instance, I'm from Spain, right? And the restrictions appeared more because of the tourism.
Yeah.
You know, because they have a lot of tourism coming from France and England, that they are doing what they cannot do there.
Gotcha.
Because they are more strict with the measures. So I think that if everything is under control, and as you did in the beginning, when you introduced the show, no, and not, don't be stupid, people, right? So as far as the people,
just basic, I just
behave in a wise way.
Yeah, that we know that we need to do certain things differently now, moving forward.
Yeah,
yeah, and we know certain things. I had a guest. I talked to a band a few weeks ago, and one of the guys in the band said, listen, we've got vaccines, use them. It's like, put sunscreen on, stay hydrated, and get vaccinated. I don't want to sit here in the studio anymore. I want to play a show. I'll just quote him. You know, he said it works. He's like, I don't want to sit here anymore. I want to come play. But you know, things like spreading out, it's summer, take advantage of being able to be outside. Maybe not today, you'll pass out. But things like that. Yeah, we know things are safer in certain situations than others. But yeah, so I guess it's hopeful then. I want to thank you guys both for being here. I want to wish you best of luck with everything. You don't need luck. You're always doing something. You'll be fine. But I want to wish it to you anyway.
No, but luck is always welcome, you know?
And because I want to take a moment to close out on more of your music. We did Angels in New York City, so I thought it was only fitting. Also, we played this song, Under the Sky of Your Tough Love, because
what we can play? It would be lovely to play My Flame, because I want to wish, I don't know what is happening to Bobby Caldwell.
Let's see if we have that in here.
Yes, he's ill or something. Because what the shows that he had in I don't know where were canceled.
Let me see if I have
canceled.
I don't know if I have that track so here.
I want to send my love and my prayers.
Do you guys want to play that? Or I don't know if I have that.
Flame. I sent it. But we can find it easily.
Very quickly, because we have about 3 minutes here. I'm just gonna look that up real fast. I am just pulling. I'm opening windows here. We're gonna.
If I send you now.
Yeah, I'm just. I think I can pull it up real quick. Because I close up a lot of things while I'm on the air, so that they don't make noise while I'm on the air. Here we go. Here it is. We're gonna pull. Yeah, if you send that real quick. Hang on. We'll just refresh some things. One more time, you're listening Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's called My Flame. I'm not seeing an MP3 for that one, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Get well, Bobby.
You wanted to mention Elise Mitchell too.
Because this song is very special. Well, the audience.
I'm sorry about that.
No. The audience can.
We can
really,
just maybe we have enough time. You can talk to us about it.
The audience can look at it. You know, there's a link for YouTube and on Spotify. We also have it. So, but is an old song, you know, by Bobby, My Flame, and it's in the album What You Won't Do for Love, right, Kelsey? Is that and it's when you know, it's this music that I started listening here more in New York, you know, and this old soul or this, in this case, smooth jazz, no, and I really connected with this the spirit of this music, and it was just to wish, you know, the best for. Because I read this news just 2 days ago.
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Get well, Bobby. And everyone has homework now. Everyone go out and check out What You Won't Do for Love. And everyone check out Elise Mitchell. Also, and everyone check out...
Elise Mitchell is a singer-songwriter that...